This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of IGN.
At Games Legends Ultimate Review by Seth Macy. I don't even know where to begin with the At Games Legends Ultimate Home Arcade Cabinet, because it's almost overwhelming in its functions and features. With over 300 games installed out of the box and wireless updates adding more, just turning it on presents a crisis of choice. With so many games, where does one even begin? But beyond the pre-installed library, there's an online game streaming service offering even more games. In fact, since arriving at my home for review, At Games added an additional 47 title games to the system via an online update. Getting a grasp on the huge library of games took a bit of time, but I was eventually able to separate the wheat from the chaff. When it was all said and done, the At Games Legends Ultimate is a formidable home arcade machine with unexpected additions, some novel and wonderful, some feeling more like filler content. Games. From the first boot up, the At Games Legends Ultimate has 300 games for you to explore. What I wasn't expecting was many of the included games are from consoles. In fact, several of the games have both console and arcade versions available for play. It's something of an odd choice, because I personally have little interest in playing an inferior Atari 2600 version of Missile Command when I can play its original arcade version on the exact same machine. Still, it's kind of cool to go from the arcade action of something like Lunar Lander and immediately pick up, say, the Sega Genesis version of Disney's The Lion King. Like I said, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but its lack of focus didn't do anything to detract from my enjoyment. Games run the gamut from early 1980s classics like Asteroids, Space Invaders, and Tempest, to Atari 2600 games like Adventure, and even its sequel, all the way up to Neo Geo games like King of Fighters 2003. Although that one is only available by signing up for the ArcadeNet subscription service. More on that later. I gotta say, playing these old arcade games, some of which I actually played in actual arcades as a wee lad, is awesome. Emulation is more than satisfactory for someone like me. I didn't notice any quirks that detracted from the experience. Unlimited free play was the stuff of dreams as a kid, and having so many arcade games at my fingertips made me feel like the kid from Silver Spoons. Look it up. I'm a little cooler on the console games. While my first home gaming experience was with the Atari 2600, I don't have much fondness for its games. It's definitely neat to revisit them for a moment, long enough to remind me, oh, that's right, these games are kind of bad. But that's about as much enjoyment as I can muster. The Sega Genesis games are an even more bizarre addition. At no time in my life while playing through The Punishment of the Lion King did I ever say, man, I wish I could play this with arcade controls. At the same time, as unexpected as the console games are, they're still fun to play and add an extra layer of variety. Controls. The Legends Ultimate does have controller support. You can plug in an Xbox controller and it works without any additional setup. The catch is it only works in the UI and with games on the ArcadeNet service. It's an odd choice, one I don't quite understand, because it would make the console games much more enjoyable to play. I will concede Aladdin and The Lion King are actually well-suited for arcade controls, which I didn't expect, but games like The Immortal? Not so much. As for the built-in controls, there's no game in the lineup without arcade-accurate control options. There's a joystick and buttons, great for most games, as well as a trackball and even a wonderful pair of spinner knobs for games like Tempest. Quality is mostly excellent. The octagon-gated joystick is perfect for the included games and feels extremely sturdy and resistant to abuses. The buttons are wonderfully clicky and responsive. You can actually hear the springs and switches working their magic if you play with the volume down. They really feel like they're up for a beating. The spinner knobs are perhaps the most pleasing controls of them all. They have a wonderful weightiness to them, gliding effortlessly in their spin. There's a small indent on the face for spinning the knob with a single finger, and the edges are textured for spinning it with your whole hand. The single trackball in the middle is a disappointment when compared to all the other controls. Where the others feel downright excellent, the trackball almost feels gritty to use. It doesn't skip or get stuck in the process of playing. It works quite well for games like Centipede. But it just doesn't feel as high quality as the rest of the controls. There's a lack of smoothness there, as though it's meeting just a little too much resistance inside its shell. And it makes me wonder how long it will hold out when compared to the rest of the control deck. Assembly. Putting the AtGames Legends Ultimate together was a snap. In fact, in spite of its larger size, I found it a little easier to assemble than the arcade 1-Up cabinets I've tested, but the advantage is slight, since both can easily be put together with just one person. From unpacking to powering on took me about 45 minutes, and the instructions were concise and easy to follow. There was a section at the end of the instructions for side panels, but the version I was sent for review didn't include them. Since they are merely cosmetic, finishing touches, it doesn't have any bearing on my opinion. Assembly is no more difficult than any other put-together piece of furniture. UI and functionality. The user interface is largely straightforward, if not a little clumsy. Once you get to where you want to be, it's quite easy to move around, but sometimes getting there takes a bit of work. For example, if you want to jump to the side navigation bar on the left of the game select screen, you need to hit the menu button rather than just click over to it with the joystick. It's simple enough, but the menu button isn't labeled as such. In fact, it's not labeled at all. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out the one weird button in the middle is the menu button, but you do have to use deductive reasoning. There are also options at the top of the screen for ArcadeNet, the pay-as-you-go BYOG service, the game library, and settings. Those are selected with the joystick, and a quick press of the A button brings you where you want to be. The number of options in the settings menu is robust. Aside from the usual stuff you'd expect to find, there are also options for developers. Since it's built on a Raspberry Pi platform, the Legends Ultimate is an ideal piece of kit for coders, hackers, and anyone else looking to plumb the depths of its systems. There are some active online communities dedicated to exploring the off-label capabilities of the Legends series, if you decide to do some homebrew modifications. My biggest problem is it's almost too many games. I know it sounds silly, but I feel like I could have done without the Atari 2600 version of Missile Command when the far superior MAME version is already on there. There are several such instances where the arcade version and the 2600 version are both included, and I can't understand why anyone would want to play the inferior versions of classics when the originals are right there. It'd be like grabbing for the slice of Domino's pizza at a legendary brick oven pizzeria. BYOG. Bring your own game. In addition to the 300 included games, AtGames offers a bring-your-own-game service to stream your favorite PC-based video game from PC digital distribution platforms like Steam directly to Legends Cabinet. I installed the software on my gaming PC for local streaming and updated the firmware on the arcade cabinet per the instructions. After selecting the icon in the BYOG menu for my computer, I was surprised to discover it didn't just stream select games from my PC. It streamed my PC in its entirety. In other words, it turned the AtGames Legend into a remote terminal where I was able to use the trackball and A button to navigate my Windows desktop. It was way more than I expected, and kind of weird, but pretty cool nonetheless. I decided to give my game library a go, and selected the Steam version of Crazy Taxi, at which point my wireless connection had enough, and the visual quality fell to sub-2011 YouTube on DSL levels. Oh well. You can also stream games from AtGames itself, but there is a $1 per hour fee for server usage. You can buy extra time and bank it if you want, but I don't see any reason to, given the 300 games built into the cabinet and regularity at which AtGames adds new software. Gameplay. The full selection of controls built into the deck means the arcade games play exactly as they were intended, and even the odd console inclusions work surprisingly well with arcade stick controls. I didn't notice any perceptible lag in any of the controls, and every button push registered instantly. Even the gritty feel of the trackball didn't have any effect on gameplay. It just feels unpleasant. What really surprised me was how much my kids were drawn to this beastly arcade machine. They absolutely loved playing the classics and trying to figure out the different games and control styles. It's a cool way to show them what arcades used to represent in an accurate form factor with accurate controls. Verdict. The AtGames Legends does so many things well, it's worth the investment if you have the room to spare and the funds to cover the cost. It's the sort of addition to your home that people will absolutely comment on when they first see it, and its massive game selection further draws people in. I'm not too keen on the inclusion of the 2600 games when their superior arcade versions are also included. I'm also not a fan of the BYOG implementation. It's very cool to be able to stream from your home PC technically, but paying for time to stream from a remote server seems counter to the whole point of an at-home arcade machine. In the grand scheme of the AtGames Legend, those are minor complaints. There are 300 games here, it's built like a tank, and it's wide open for tinkering. This is a great addition to any home arcade setup. Score 8.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.